This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Obama's trip to Flint this Wednesday had political observers in the state watching and wondering, would Governor Snyder meet with the president? Early signs indicated no, especially when the governor told the Detroit News last week he had, quote, a pretty full schedule and wasn't scheduled to be in Flint Wednesday when the president visits. But this morning brought a new tune. The governor asked to meet with President Obama and Flint's Mayor Karen Weaver. Let's turn to Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark to dig into this a little bit. Rick, the governor went from, gee, I'm really, really busy that day, to can we meet? What's behind the change of heart, do you think?
Yeah, well, there have been a lot of us who've been, you know, asking, will he or won't he? On the one hand, the governor's been stuck on defense when it comes to dealing with the Flint water crisis. And certainly there were a lot of reasons for him to not want to be there to, you know, have to endure all the criticism that would come into play during the president's visit to Flint. On the other hand, this is the president of the United States coming to Michigan to check in on the biggest crisis currently facing the Snyder administration, and one in which the governor is looking for federal assistance to help out. So was there any way that he could not greet the president, not meet with the president while the president is visiting Flint?
Well, absolutely. And I think this is what has now led to this Monday morning news that we're all seeing, which is now that Governor Snyder says, oh, well, now I am requesting a visit or at least some sort of meeting with both the president and Flint Mayor Karen Weaver.
And then there was a little poke at Governor Snyder from the White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, at today's daily briefing.
Thanks, Josh. I want to follow up on one of Justin's questions about the Flint trip. Governor Snyder told reporters this morning he's looking to meet with the president. So yeah. Is that meeting going to happen?
I guess his schedule got a little freed up, huh?
I guess so. Yeah.
Some political cattiness here, Zoe?
Yes, and I think that's how everyone took it when we all heard this answer from Josh Earnest. It was exactly as you say. Well, look at what happened. And I think it was because over the weekend there were a lot of political pundits going, is this really what you want to do? As Rick said, when it's not just a meeting, but actually some dollars and some federal help on the line.
And don't discount the optics of the situation as well, that can the governor afford to be seen as snubbing a president that he's asking for help from? Is that very bipartisan?
Yeah.
Is that very nonpartisan? Is that practical problem solving?
Of course, though, you can look at the other side. And a few years ago during the heated 2012 election, when Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey gave Obama, of course, the Democrat, a big old hug when Obama came to his state with some federal relief for Hurricane Sandy, and a lot of Republicans saying, you know, how dare you do that?
And I wondered if there would be the political downside that Rick Snyder might suffer here in Michigan for basically doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's another thing, too, which is that, you know, the governor is trying to broaden the narrative on his administration so that it's not so focused on Flint. The administration very frustrated that the Flint crisis has overshadowed some of the successes of the Snyder administration, the improving employment rate, the Detroit rescue, paying off a lot of debt. All of those things are out of sight, out of mind, while the Flint crisis remains active. And now in comes the president of the United States to call even more attention to that, if it's possible to call more attention to what's going on in Flint.
Right. Although, you know, one of the things that Rick and I were talking about earlier was this idea that for any, you know, political operation, which, of course, is somewhat what is running in a governor's office, is the pros and cons of this kind of thing. And one of the cons you have to assume is, you know, what kind of audience will the governor and President Obama have if they do meet? And one of the things that Rick and I were talking about this morning, and it's just politics, is this idea of the governor is probably not likely to sit in an audience with other folks while Obama, you know, stands up and addresses people. So if we see some kind of big speech right in front of a couple hundred folks in Flint, I mean, he's probably going to say, These are the problems that happened, and they were because of state government. And it's likely we're not going to see Snyder sitting, you know, either on stage with Obama when that's happening, of
Awkward.
Course. Right. And so instead we were then kind of doing the machinations of, okay, well, is it, you know, a handshake on the tarmac, right, at Flint Bishop Airport, you know, Obama lands, and then is Snyder there, and then he can at least, you know, do a handshake. You know, the headlines won't be, you know, Snyder snubs President Obama.
He but now that he wants a meeting, that's different. But,
and that's what's so interesting now is now it's not just going to be that. It's going to be, well, okay, now I do want to sit down with you. And to note, too, Karen Weaver, who Snyder has had some strained relations with.
Interesting. And we have a meeting of lame ducks here.
We do. We do. Although, you know, Barack Obama, his approval ratings are actually, you know, quite high. He's only got 9 months left to go, and it's looking pretty good for him. Rick Snyder's approval ratings are, you know, off in the other direction, and he's hoping to actually maybe, you know, bend things in a different direction vis-a-vis Flint. We should also, you know, point out that, you know, the president is expected to, you know, meet with a lot of people and address an audience. And that's the kind of function that Rick Snyder has avoided in favor of more closely managed one-on-one meetings, visits to homes, things like that when it comes to actually interacting with the people of Flint.
And that's what we saw just earlier today when he was at a pub in Flint filling up some more gallons of water.
He visited a reporter's home.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say, you know, highly staged events in terms of, you know, a small amount of people. And likely, again, that will be the kind of setting if there is now this presidential meeting.
Well, now, do either of you think there's any chance President Obama might just be too busy to meet with Governor Snyder? Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility, but I think in the end that there will be some sort of meetup between the two of them, even if it's just a handshake on the tarmac.
I agree, because I think, again, this crisis has gotten big enough that there is a sense of folks needing to work together. Now, I am not saying that I think that means that the whole, you know, Republican state delegation is going to be there, that, you know, Republican lawmakers are going to be there, you know, as Obama chides them for not, you know, approving more money. I think we will see a photo op of some type of the governor and Obama.
But, you know, the handshake on the tarmac, I think, would come off as a snub now, Obama to Snyder, versus, you know, now that there's been a request for a meeting, because that's not a meeting.
Yeah.
That's a photo op.
Well, it's definitely some chess moves, isn't it? All coming from just having too busy of a schedule, which, you know, of course, this is a governor, too, we should note, that flew back, you know, from overseas a few summers ago when he was trying to push for some funding from the legislature. So, you know,
for the Medicaid expansion.
Yeah,
Barack Obama program.
Right. So let's remember that folks are able to move schedules when they need to.
And Rick Snyder and, you know, President Obama have shown that they can cooperate on some things when it's both in their mutual interest.
Exactly.
Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta. As always, pleasure to talk with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Cindy. Always a pleasure.